It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, October 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. Each year, thousands of Coloradans, women and men, are victims of domestic violence. They're abused by their husbands or wives, boyfriends or girlfriends. And in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, KBNF's Laura Pomisano brings us the story of a survivor.
Miriam is 25 years old. Born in Mexico, she came to the U.S. with her parents when she was 11. She lived in Las Vegas before moving to Colorado 2 years ago. She left to escape a man who was abusing her.
When I first met him, he had no job, he had no house, he had no money, and he was on drugs. And when he met me, he knew I had a car, had a good job, and I was doing really good. I had a house. So that's when he first started talking to me. I guess that's when it first started, because he came to me just because I had all those things that he didn't have.
She says her boyfriend Fabio started taking financial advantage of her. Then the situation turned violent.
Physical abuse started whenever I got pregnant, when he found out I was pregnant. He was telling me that it was my fault, that I wasn't taking care of myself, that we didn't need a child because we wasn't going to be able to party or have money to go out, you know? And then he started to hit me and throwing me in the bed and doing the sexual abuse.
Miriam says the violence got so bad, she almost lost her child.
I had a really bad pregnancy, so that's one of the reasons my parents went to visit me, because I was having a surgery and they wanted to see if I was okay. And that's when they found out about domestic violence that I was going through.
Miriam's parents brought her to live with them in Western Colorado. After her son was born, she says Fabio started calling her, threatening to take her child away. That's when she decided to seek help. She contacted Hilltop's Tri-County Resource Center. The nonprofit organization provides assistance to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. It serves Delta, Montrose, and Ouray counties. Amy Guadri Chavez says Tri-County responded to nearly 1,500 crisis calls last year.
We define domestic violence as a pattern of abusive behavior in any relationship that's used by one partner to gain or maintain power and control over another partner.
Guadri Chavez says domestic violence can be physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, and even economic abuse. According to federal data, more than 1 in 3 women and more than 1 in 4 men in the U.S. have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. According to Colorado data, more than 10,000 domestic violence misdemeanor cases were filed last year. But that's an improvement. Based on a 10-year average, the number of domestic violence misdemeanor cases filed by the state's district courts has dropped nearly 13%. Jesse Cox is the commander of the City of Delta Police Department. Cox teaches a course at the police academy on how to respond to and investigate domestic violence calls. He says it's important for officers to make sure victims feel safe.
You know, it's common for an abusive spouse to say, well, without me, you're not going to have any money, or I'm going to take you off the insurance and the kids won't have insurance, or I'll take the kids away from you.
Cox says it's against the state's victims' rights law for abusers to do those things, but usually victims don't know that.
So using our officers and educating them on victims' rights and utilizing our victim services coordinator, we can really educate them on what's available to them and how we can help them.
Cox says under the Colorado Victim Rights Act, the abusive person can't take away things like housing, transportation, or kids. He says it also puts automatic criminal restraining orders into effect. Miriam, the domestic violence survivor, is grateful for the help she got, but she says she wants people to recognize they have a role to play too.
One day that I was being abused by my boyfriend, he was pulling my hair, getting me out of the car, and he was really, really like pushing me and kicking me and doing all this kind of stuff. And I was calling for help in English and Spanish, and nobody would like to call the police. So I really would like to tell those people out there, if they see a situation like this, that they should call 911 or try to help them, because they could be saving somebody's life.
Miriam has a message for other victims.
Some girls are so scared, especially in this Hispanic culture. Some girls are told that if they go and ask for help, they'll be deported or they'll take their kids away, you know?
Miriam says this isn't true. She says agencies like Tri-County are there to help victims, and they kept her information private.
I really encourage them to go and try to get help for them, especially if they have any kids. I mean, the kids, they need their moms to be okay or their parents to be okay.
Miriam is now in a transitional home and plans to start taking college classes soon. She says she hopes to someday help other victims of domestic violence and be a role model for her son. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
There's an art project on display at the Montrose Library that seeks to bring awareness to domestic violence. Hilltop's Tri-County Resource Center created the exhibit for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It features a mannequin wearing a vintage wedding dress that was donated by a victim of domestic violence. Amy Quadri Chavez is with Tri-County.
On the front of the dress, we have attached many different images of the dreams and the beautiful side of marriage and intimate relationships. On the back side is attached images of kind of the secret side of sometimes where intimate relationships can go. We know that 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will be affected by domestic violence at some point. So this awareness project is really our effort to connect with the community in a meaningful and creative way.
The dress will be on display at the Montrose Library through the month of October. Tri-County provides services to victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse in Delta, Montrose, and Ouray counties. The nonprofit has an emergency shelter and 24-hour crisis hotline. For more information, visit htop.org. An oil and gas worker outside of Palisade died on the job last week. The worker was a contractor for Cyclone, who was drilling for WPX Energy. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration is currently investigating the fatality. There was a standoff in Montrose last Friday after a man barricaded himself inside a motel room. The Montrose Daily Press reports that the 3-hour standoff started when the man, who was suspected to be high on methamphetamine, called the police to let them know he was barricaded in with weapons and grenades. The man believed that the police were drilling into his room through the floor. He eventually surrendered, and no weapons were found. And finally, more than 500,000 Colorado voters have already cast their ballots ahead of the November 4th election. And as Benta Berkland reports, Republicans are mailing in ballots at much higher rates compared to Democrats and unaffiliated voters.
According to the Colorado Secretary of State's office, Republicans have turned in 62,000 more ballots compared to Democrats. Spokesman Rich Coolidge says more people are also voting compared to the last midterm election, but numbers are lower than the 2012 presidential election.
We're not as high as we were in 2012, and that's really to be expected. There were about 100,000 more votes cast during the 2012 presidential election at this point before the election than this year. Still over 2010, which might be a more comparable, were over 100,000 more votes in than we were in 2010.
Coolidge says the uptick could be because of a new law requiring every Colorado voter to receive a mail-in ballot whether or not they request it, and notes that Colorado didn't have a U.S. Senate race in 2010. Still, the numbers can fluctuate, especially since Democrats are pledging a robust turnout and ground game on Election Day. In tight races for U.S. Senate and governor, this could mean the difference between who wins and who loses. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naff.